You're listening to Agriculture Today, and thanks for joining us. You'll recall a few weeks back, the Trump administration proposed changes to the federal crop insurance program, and a proposal which caused quite a ripple in agricultural country, to be certain, as cuts were offered up to the program. And our guest now has been feverishly examining and exhaustively analyzing those proposed cuts and what they would truly mean to crop insurance coverage for you producers. Joining us is Risk Management Specialist Art Barnaby, K-State Research and Extension. We'd note at the outset there is a full-blown article on Art's work on the agmanager.info website, and you might want to check that out following this conversation. But Art, these cuts would certainly resonate in farming circles, would they not?
They would. What makes this a little bit different is this is the president's proposed cuts. They're actually not new. You'll recall Kind and Sensenbrenner, two congressmen from Wisconsin, introduced cuts to crop insurance, and Flake of Arizona over in the Senate side as a couple of years ago. These cuts that the president has, virtually a carbon copy of what those folks in Congress were submitting.
So this has been on the radar on Capitol Hill.
It's been on the radar in Capitol Hill and been on my radar, but I haven't talked much about it. And of course, the initial reaction is the president's budget is always DOA. So, but if you got enough folks around, keep pounding on it. I would remind the last time we had a farm bill debate, it came down to the final compromise, if you will, was do we have the conservation requirement for crop insurance? Or do we put in the $40,000 subsidy limit, which we're going to talk about? And they decided, well, okay, we won't have the limit on the government share of the premium, but we are going to put in the conservation requirement. Mm-hmm. Well, that was the compromise last time. What are you going to compromise with this time? So now we've got the harvest price option, and we got the $40,000 limit on premiums from the government. Which one of those are we going to throw in this time? If you keep going down that path, eventually these cuts he's proposing would end up being there. So it's going to be a real fight, I think. First of all, they want to limit the government share of the premium, which they call subsidy. I don't know. You're writing premium checks in most years. I don't feel like a subsidy to me, but nonetheless, that's what they call it. That's $40,000, and that limit in Kansas means that if you got between about 1,500 to 2,000 crop acres, and I'm talking about all crop acres, then you're, at least in some years, over the limit.
That's a moving target, though, you say, as far as how many farms would be impacted. You might elaborate on that.
It varies by year, because in some years the premiums are higher because of the way the volatility number sets the premium cost in the insurance contracts. Also, when the market is higher, making the coverage higher, then the premiums increase in those years, too. But you got more dollars of coverage. But also that means you're going to hit that 40,000 limit quicker. So we've got an interactive map on our website in addition to the written material that you can change the year and look and see by state what is the average number of acres it would take to hit the limit. We're going to go one step further than that. We're working on that now. We're going to take that state map that's on there and break that down to the county level nationwide. Coming up soon, we will get that on the website too, which what you'll discover, it's a similar story, but you're going to see a lot more variability in the numbers. And of course, I think everyone kind of likes to know where would their county stand and ultimately, where do you stand in this? So when you're over the limit, what will the reaction be then? Well, first of all, I expect farmers will do the same thing they've done with FSA. They'll try to get their spouse declared as a second farmer and get a second policy.
You call this establishing paper farms.
Yeah, it truly is because the size of the farm didn't change at all. But the paperwork just doubled because now you've got two separate policies. Claim adjustment's going to have to happen separately because you've got to account for each policy separately. It's going to double the paperwork at the insurance company, and ultimately you're going to double the paperwork at RMA and probably require more employees to continue to do the auditing.
Which may counter the point of cutting the budget in the first place.
The reduction might not be near what the forecasts are because you're going to increase the administrative cost, and they don't consider the administrative cost of these programs. For the life of me, I don't know why, but they don't. Mm-hmm. The other thing that'll happen is that if I'm over the limit, I might insure my corn, but not insure my soybeans, for example, as a way to get under. Or I might drop my coverage level from, say, I'm at 80, I might drop it back to 70% to get under the limit. But I do think they will drop it because once you hit this limit, the next dollar of coverage, you pay 100% of the premium at that point. So the premium difference between that next dollar is going to be substantially higher than what you're paying now, more than double.
Very important prospect here. And the other one that you have studied to the hilt, the proposal to eliminate the harvest price option. And this really would ring a bell or two in farm country in Kansas and elsewhere, because this has become a very popular addition, if you will, to crop insurance coverage.
Yeah, I talked to the lobbyist for the soybean growers the other day, and she pointed out to me that 99% of the revenue-insured soybeans have the harvest price. I don't trust anybody, so I go check it. Yeah, it really is. Corn is virtually the same number, too. So virtually all the contracts have the harvest price added to them. Not all, but a high percentage of them. The other interesting thing is the government's introduced three new products in the last 15, 20 years, including revenue assurance, which now has been folded into the revenue protection contract, GRIP, which has now become area risk protection, and the new one that's coming to Kansas this fall, margin protection. We haven't talked much about that one, but margin protection has been in Iowa for the last couple of years. The interesting thing is all three of these contracts were introduced without the harvest price, and the people who are backing this were strongly arguing farmers don't need the harvest price. It's no reason to put that on. It shouldn't be on there. Farmers get overpaid when they get a harvest price. I reject all of that, and I would argue the market has rejected it too, because all three of those contracts, guess what?
They opted for the harvest price.
They come back in within 2 years or 3 years and added it to the contract. When it didn't sell or farmers were dissatisfied with what the loss payout was when they had a claim, yes, they came back in and added the harvest price. Now, you might argue I got a little conflict of interest here because the harvest price was originally called market value protection. That was private. That goes clear back to 1991 when it was introduced. I was involved in that. But that was a direct result of what I observed from the 89 disaster in Kansas on wheat, worst wheat crop ever, and I think it still is. And in that particular year, had a really short crop, and the price went up. When the price went up, they lost their government payment right when they needed the help, and the crop insurance didn't really cover that. So that's where that whole idea of a price peril added to the yield contract came from. Mm-hmm. And it's kind of evolved from there. It's gotten more complicated, but it was a pretty simple idea to start with.
So what are the implications if harvest price option is shown the door?
Well, if it is, it will hurt Illinois corn more than does Kansas wheat. Reason being is that when you think about revenue, it's a combination of price and yield. And in Kansas, the yield risk is a lot higher. The price risk is roughly the same for everybody. So the yield risk is a lot higher. So a bigger share of that premium is coming from the yield peril than from the price peril. I created an example farm in this paper. Pretty simple. I used Iowa. Everybody uses Iowa. And I looked at the 2012 year, plugged in the 2012 prices. The beginning price was $5.68. Hard to remember corn being that expensive, but it was. And of course, at harvest time, due to that short crop in the Corn Belt, that harvest price came in at $7.50. So those are the two prices I used. For yield, I used the average yield, the average APH of all corn farmers in Iowa buying 80% coverage. And that was 185 bushels. I used the average premium rate paid by all corn farmers in Iowa at 80% coverage. And then I assumed they produced half a crop, which is really the worst outcome you can get. So a half a crop means they raised 92 bushels of their 185 they expected, meaning they lost 93 bushels. If you work through the math under YP, yield protection, 93 bushels, replaced at current market value, which is $7.50, they lost 93 bushels. YP would have replaced 40.3 bushels out of the 93 that we have lost. 40.3 out of 93. Revenue assurance without the harvest price would replace 18.2 bushels out of the 93 lost.
The point is that there's no way without the harvest price option that producers in these situations would have been even close to being made whole economically.
Yeah, you're making up the difference out of your pocket. I don't know how in the world you can count that as not a loss, but that sure looks like a loss to me. If you don't believe my numbers, they're all laid out there in excruciating detail.
Yes.
Only an accountant would want to dig through those numbers and recalculate the numbers themselves, but they're all laid out there to demonstrate what happens.
This is a very detailed article, obviously, and for good reason. In that crop insurance and the features we're talking about today may well be in the balance politically, it's important information to have on hand as to the after effects of any decisions on crop insurance changes as they've been trotted out in Washington of late. Posted on agmanager.info, agmanager.info. Great work, Art, in clarifying this, and we appreciate you coming over and sharing this. In brief, Art Barnaby is a risk management specialist with K-State Research and Extension. You're listening to Agriculture Today. We'll be back with more on the K-State Radio Network.